Track 2, The Humble Petitioner, Fighting for Rights in 18th Century Massachusetts, page 1. Petitions in Colonial America. In Colonial America, many people did not have the right to vote, but they did have the right to petition their colonial governments. Petitions were a legitimate, time-honored way for populations, both with and without the vote, to appeal directly to their government. People petitioned for things like government assistance, commercial permissions, and even emancipation from slavery. In 18th century Massachusetts, many of these petitions were read, debated, and granted or denied in the council chamber of Boston's old state house, the very room you're about to walk in. Submitted directly to government assemblies, petitions put power into the hands of the people in timely ways unavailable to them through other political avenues. The right to petition that existed in colonial Massachusetts and early America formed the basis of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Later, petitions served as a powerful tool for abolitionists fighting slavery. Today, these petitions teach us about issues of that time period, giving us insight into the lives of our colonial and early federal era counterparts, and how their actions built the foundations of this nation.